B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. English does so much fun. English education for you and everyone. So come alone. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go. C-D-E-F-G-H-I-M on A plus English.
Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, we're in the middle of a dialogue about Judy and Bobby, two students who are going back to school after the summer holiday. Bobby's had a pretty easy time. He went to class, he had everything he needed, he didn't get in trouble. Judy, on the other hand, she probably still wishes it's summer holiday time because now she's back at school, she's in a bit of trouble.
Right, she's very forgetful. 昨天还记不记得 Judy, 她什么东西都忘记了，她的 textbook 啊 ,notebook, 还有 pencil 跟 pen, 所以最后还记不记得还要留下来留下查看。没有啦，她只是在黑板上写就是我忘记带我的就是东西啊之类的。Well, is she gonna remember her things?
We don't know. She's a bit, had a bit of trouble so far, so we'll see what she does as Bobby and her continue to talk about their eventful first day back at school. Let's check out the dialogue.
Back to school. Don't forget your things.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a classroom.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Blackboard. Chalk.Board eraser, pencil case, glue, marker, ruler, scissors, notebook, binder, textbook, backpack.
Bobby and Judy are outside at lunch.
Did you finish writing your lines?
Yes, I used two pieces of chalk.The board eraser got very dirty.
You should try not to forget things next time.
I can make a list for tomorrow. I need pencils, paper, a ruler. What else?
Markers and glue. We have art class tomorrow.
You remember everything, Bobby.
I always write things down, so it's easy.
Maybe I can keep things in my backpack. I can put my pencil case and binder in there tonight.
You have a plan. Miss Franklin will be really happy.
I hope so.
Word power!
Remember. Remember. Please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad.Please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad. Always. Always. Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch. White rice with a chicken leg. Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch. White rice with a chicken leg. Keep.Keep, keep, kept, kept. Please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later. Please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later. Plan, plan.We need to make a plan for our big trip next month. We need to make a plan for our big trip next month.
All right, so the article begins by telling us what's happening as we begin the dialogue. It says Bobby and Judy are outside at lunch. So it's probably the same day, maybe the next day. But anyways, it's after that class. Judy has already written her lines.
Ooh.
Hopefully the teacher's not upset anymore. Mm-hmm. But Judy has kind of gotten off to a bad start.
Right. And also, she probably has really sore hands now.
That's a good point. Covered in chalk dust.
I know. Bobby 跟 Judy 现在呢，他们是在外面吃午餐。不过还记不记得他刚刚可能被留下来要写那个五十行
？50
lines.
That was the punishment. So that's Bobby's first question about that punishment. Did you finish writing your lines? Did you write that sentence 50 times like the teacher asked?
50. 他说你那个罚写写完了吗？一开始 Bobby 就比较关心他的
So Judy tells him yes. Okay, so yes, she has written the lines. She has done her punishment. And then she gives him some details.
Right.
She says, I used 2 pieces of chalk. So that means that's a lot of writing. Imagine using 2 pencils or something. The same idea. That's a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the board eraser got very dirty. Oh, yeah, it's true. The board where she was writing it was probably too small to write 50 times. So she had to fill it, clean it, start all over again, maybe clean it again.
Anyways,
so basically she worked hard. It wasn't easy writing that sentence 50 times. She used chalk, the eraser got dirty. As you said, her hand is probably tired.
I'll probably get allergic to that dust.
So hopefully she won't make the same mistake again.
Okay, so Judy 说写完了，我用了两支粉笔哦，然后这个板擦也变得很脏哦。那这里他用2 pieces of chalk. Piece 在这里呢是一个单位量词哦。像是呢，如果我要把这个不可数的东西用一片一片来数的话，我就可以用 piece 这个量词。比方像是 he cut the cake into 6 pieces， 就是他把蛋糕切成六块。或者是 oh this jigsaw puzzle has 2 pieces missing. I hate it when that happens.
Worst.
这个拼图玩具少了两块。And you took all that. You spent all that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in the middle, when they're in the middle. It's the worst.
That's the worst. Okay. So back to the conversation. Okay. So I bet Bobby's going to give Judy some tips or suggestions.
Well, Bobby's not sure Judy's thinking this, so he says what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You should try not to forget things next time. Good advice, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby.
She forgot things this time, got in trouble. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, next time, don't do that.
Okay,
don't do what you did this time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bobby. 他说你下次应该要试着不要再忘东忘西了，好吗？
Yeah, but Judy, she might be forgetful, but she's no dummy. So she says, I can make a list for tomorrow. There's a good way to not forget things. Make a list, write them down. So she starts to do that. She can imagine her using Bobby's pen and Bobby's paper.
But
she's writing down, I need pencils, paper, a ruler, and then she sort of stops and she asks, what else? This is when you're trying to get someone else, another person's help to remember things or to add to your list. What other things do I need?
Oh, okay. So Judy 这一次呢，她可能想要为下一次做准备。她说，我可以为这个明天列张单子。Okay, 我知道我需要铅笔啦，纸啦，还有什么 ruler, 就是一支尺。What else?
What
还有什么呢? What else?
Well, that's a good start to the list, but Bobby is actually quite useful here because he remembers a different type of thing she'll need for a different class. He says, markers and glue. We have art class tomorrow. Yeah, papers, pencils, rulers. That's fine for many things, math or science, but for art class, yes, you'll need some special equipment, markers and glue.
I want a friend like Bobby.
He's very helpful.
I know. Bobby 就说，那你需要这个 markers 啊，奇异笔啊，还有 glue 胶水，因为我们明天有 art class， 就是美术课。
So Judy's very happy. She says, "You remember everything, Bobby. You're good at using your mind to not forget things."
她这时候 Judy 就好像很崇拜或是很开心，说啊，你什么事都记得诶 ，Bobby. You remember everything.
Yeah,
I remember a lot of things.
Do you? That's very good. Let's talk about this word. Remember, it's a verb. R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R. Remember.Now remember, yesterday we had the word forget. Forget is when that information that was in your head disappears. It falls out. You're like, oh, what was that name? Oh, what was I supposed to do? You forget. But when your mind holds on to that information and then you try to find it later and it's there, then you remember the information. All right. So if someone tells you their name and then you see them a week later and you're like, nice to meet you, Bob. I met you at that party. They're like, hey, you remember my name. That information is still there in your head. It didn't fall out. So remember is the opposite of forget. When you forget, the information just goes away. When you remember, you hold on to that information. It's safe in your brain, and you can use it later on when you need to. For example, please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad. Please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad. Yeah, don't forget that.
I always remember to do that because I hate it when my room smells.
The smell will help you remember.
Yeah, that's true. Remember 是什么呢？就是记得，它是一个动词哦，就是记得要做某个事情。像是呢，我常常会去百货公司，然后我就会问我姐姐说 ，Hey, where did you park the car? And my sister would say, I can't remember.
Well, that's the worst.
I know, 把车停在哪里，她竟然给忘了。Now, this is me. I can remember people's faces, but not their names.
I'm totally the same.
对，我真的可以记住人的长相，但是我不太会记人的名字哦。Okay, so back to the example sentence. 刚刚例句提到就是今晚请记得倒垃圾，因为它开始发臭了。It smells bad.
All right, well, Bobby has a way to remember things. He says, I always write things down. So it's easy. That's kind of what we said. Make a list, write things down. It's an easy way to remember things. And this is something Bobby does a lot. That's why he says, I always do this.
Right, I do that as well, but I write it on my cell phone, which is a to-do list, okay? 我总是会把事情写下来，这样比较简单哦。That way you'll remember.
Yeah, and if you always do it, it's not a problem to remember. Always is an adverb, and it's spelled A-L-W-A-Y-S, always. Always is the adverb we use for things that you do every time, all the time, 100% of the time. You never don't do this thing, all right? So, for example, most people will always brush their teeth before they go to bed, right? That's just kind of a normal thing to do. It could be a Monday school night, a Saturday after coming back from a party, you're on holiday, you got the day off. Even when you feel sick, before you go to bed, you will brush your teeth. You do it 100% of the time. You do it always, or you always do it. For example, Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch, white rice with a chicken leg. Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch, white rice with a chicken leg. Doesn't that get boring?
I can't do that. I get sick of eating the same food.
Doesn't he want a sandwich or...
Right.
I don't know,
anything.
Soup?
Not the same thing.
Anyway,
for the whole...
he just loves it.
Okay. He always eats the same thing. Okay, always 就是总是是个副词。像是呢 she always spells my name wrong. 她总是把我名字拼错。It's L-A-U-R-A, not L-O-R-A.
Not L-O-R-A-I-E.
No. Okay, here's another sentence. Remember Albie?
I do.
Albie's almost always smiling. Have you noticed that?
She did smile a lot.
Right, 她真的常常微笑，几乎每次我看到她都是微笑的哦。Or I could also say, you should always remember to wear your seatbelt.
That's good
important advice. 对啊，就是要记得总是要怎么样系上安全带。那回到刚刚的无聊的 Jordan 哦，他午餐总是吃一样的食物，就是白饭啦配一只鸡腿。
Well, Judy has another idea about how to always remember things. She says, maybe I can keep things in my backpack. I can put my pencil case and binder in there tonight. Well, that's a good idea.
Of course.
Don't take things out of the bag when you're at home so that whenever you take the bag with you, the things will still be in there. Just keep them in there all the time.
对啊，就 Judy 这时候想到一个很好的方法，说也许我可以把东西放在我的书包里，我可以今天晚上就把这个铅笔盒跟这个活页夹，也就是 binder 放进包包。Okay, so keep those things in your bag.
Keep them in there all the time, right? Keep is a verb and it's spelled K-E-E-P, keep. to keep is basically to put something, to store something, to place something in a place so that it's there, you know where it is, it's safe, it's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to get stolen, and you, when you want it, you know that you can come back and that's where it will be, all right? A lot of things that we keep around our house, we put in one place always so that when we need it, we go over there, right? For example, if someone is giving you your clothes back, you might keep your shirts over here and your socks over here and your pants over there, and you might keep your shoes by the front door or something like that. You don't move them around all the time. You don't ask people to hide them so that you can go and look for them. No, that would not be easy. It's nice to keep your things in the same place. That way they're safe, they're protected, and you know where to find them. For example, please keep this piece of paper, please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later. Please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later.
Keep 呢其实就是存放的意思，它是一个动词，所以来学一下它的动词三态的变化吧。Keep, kept, kept.Okay, so you can keep medicines in a locked cupboard.
That's
a good
idea.
So you can store them there, okay?
Yeah.
所以把药存放在上锁的橱柜里，这样小朋友才不会偷拿或误吃了。Or she's going to keep the money she found. Should she actually do that? 可以就是把你在路上找到的钱，自己留着吗？可能是她没有钱包吧。Okay, now 看回刚刚的例句，她说请收下这张纸，并将它收在你的桌子里，你待会可能会需要用到哦。
All right, well, Bobby is quite happy to hear what Judy is going to do.So she doesn't forget things. He says, you have a plan. Ms. Franklin will be really happy. Yeah, it sounds like she's thinking about what she did wrong. She's thinking about ways so it doesn't happen again. She has a plan.
I agree. Instead of complaining, she's actually trying to improve.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do it again.
Right. Bobby 就说，哎，你有计划，这个 Franklin 老师一定会很开心，很高兴的哦。So she has a plan.
A pretty good plan. And it's spelled P-L-A-N. Plan is a noun. A plan is basically just a way to do something that's a little bit difficult, all right? If you're trying to do something, before you start doing it, before you jump into action, it's a good idea to make a plan. How are you going to do it? What's the first thing you'll do? What's the second thing you'll do? What's the last thing you'll do? And if you do these things, if you make these decisions, if you kind of set out an idea of the things that you need to do, that is your plan, and hopefully it will all work.If you just sort of go, I just hope it all works, well, it probably won't work. So it's a good idea to make a plan. And the good news is that when you're making a plan, you are planning, all right? So it can also be a verb. For example, we need to make a plan for our big trip next month. We need to make a plan for our big trip next month. You don't just go to the airport with money and nothing else. You need a plan.
Okay, plan 这个字呢，其实可以当动词，也可以当做名词，都有计划的意思。不过在本课是当做名词来用哦，同样就是计划的意思啦。像是刚刚的例句已经提到了 holiday plans， 就是假期的安排计划，当然一定要计划一下啦。或者呢，在口语上，我们常常会问对方说：“哎，你这个周末要去哪里玩？有什么计划呢？”英文我们是这么说的哦 ：What are your plans for this weekend? Any plans? Okay. 或者呢，哎，我们来看一下，如果你要婉拒别人说：“啊，可能我没有办法去一个地方，我已经有安排其他事情。”比方像是这个情况 ：“I would love to have dinner at your house Friday night.” But I already have plans, okay? Or I'm already planning to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
就是说，我真的很想要星期五晚上去你家，可是我已经有安排其他事情了。Sorry. Okay, 看回刚刚的例句提到，就是我们必须为下个月的这个远游做一个计划哦。Big trip.
Yeah, all right, well, back to Judy. So, Bobby was just commenting on her plan and how she should have no problem in the future. So, Judy says, I hope so, all right? This is kind of talking about what you wish to happen, the sort of good things that you really, really want to happen, but sometimes you just can't control it. But basically, I have a plan. If I follow it, I should stay out of trouble. I hope to stay out of trouble, and we hope she does too.
Right, okay, I hope so. 就是最后 Judy 说，我希望是这样咯。这里的 so 是个副词，就是如此这 样，其实用来代替前面提到的片语，以避免重复很冗长的句子哦。比方像是 I hope they stay together， 我好希望他们在一起。Maybe when you're watching like romantic movies,
sure,
you know, you're like，哦，好希望这个男女主角不要被分开，一定要在一起。这时候另外一个人就会说，我也希望如此，就可以说 I hope so too。 又或者 Do you think he's upset? 你有没有觉得他可能不高兴了吗？那这个时候如果你说没有啊，他应该没有不高兴吧，你就可以说 I don't think so。 嗯哼，Okay, well, that comes to the end of our two-day article.
Yeah.
But let's first go to our magic box, and then we'll be back for our review time.
Can't forget that.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Peggy。大家应该都知道，中文有一些常见的单位量词，像是什么一辆车子、一片饼干、一条牙膏、一张桌子等等。这些量词呢，常常都让学中文的人觉得很伤脑筋，然后我们这些中文母语人士就觉得哈哈哈很得意这样。但是英文也不是什么东西都可以随便加一个当作单数，或是加一个 s 当作复数就解决。今天我们就要来介绍 peace 这个有一点点棘手的单位量词。peace 最常见的用法就是当作一片，或是一张，或是一条，或是一块。反正呢，只要长长扁扁的东西，通常都可以用 piece， 像是 a piece of paper， 一张纸 ；a piece of cake， 一块蛋糕 ；a piece of cloth， 一块布，或是像课文里面的 a piece of chalk， 一支粉笔。除了长长扁扁的东西 ，piece 也有比较抽象的用法，或是当作作品的量词，比如说 a piece of advice 是一个建议 ，a piece of work。一件作品 ，a piece of history 是一段历史 ，a piece of evidence 一件证据等等。除此之外 ，piece 也可以用来当作是一块东西、一整个完整的东西的一小部分。比如说像是 ，I can't find the last few pieces of this puzzle. Maybe my cat ate them. 哎呀，我找不到这个拼图的最后几片，会不会是被我的猫吃掉了？它好喜欢乱吃东西，超危险的。同样的道理 ，in one piece 就是在说一个东西非常完整，没有碎掉或是少掉零件，不是在讲说某部漫画里面的宝藏哈。最后呢，在我赶快带我家的猫咪去看兽医之前，我们先来试试看用 piece 造个句子吧。我在一张纸上画了全家福，老师说这是一件好作品。这个句子里面有两个 piece 的用法哦，要怎么造句呢？别走开，答案马上揭晓喽。
The answer is, I drew my family on a piece of paper. My teacher said it was a nice piece of work.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so review time, our four words, remember, are, well, remember,
right.
always, keep, and plan.
Right.
So we're going to do another fill-in-the-blanks
game.
Yeah, I love
that.
All right, you know what is a good way to blank things?
To remember things?
Yes, you should blank a blank. You should blank make a blank.
You should always make a plan.
And this way you will always blank the information where you need it.
Keep
you always keep the information where you need it on the list on the plan. That way you don't have to remember and you won't forget. Unless you forget where the plan is.
Oh,
if you write down your list.
Where do you usually write down your things, like the things you have to do?
Well, you said you write it in your phone.
Right.
I find if I actually write it.Like, write the letters.
Oh, that helps you remember.
It's easier to remember. I don't know why.
What if you lose that book?
Well, then you got to remember to not forget the thing that's helping you remember.
Do you always keep it in your bag?
I try to, but then sometimes I forget my bag.
Oh.
I know. There's a lot of things to remember.
Okay, that's true.
I need
that's
a robot.
True. Okay, well,
I think I need a robot assistant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hope they're not so expensive.
Well, I'll probably forget the robot, too.
Okay, well, that comes... Well, I hope you guys have other ways to remember your things, okay? Well, today we discussed a few. Maybe you guys can have a chat about it. But we're out of time. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Back to school. Don't forget your things.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a classroom.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Blackboard, chalk, board eraser, pencil case, glue, marker, ruler, scissors, notebook, binder, textbook, backpack. Bobby and Judy are outside at lunch.
Did you finish writing your lines?
Yes, I used 2 pieces of chalk. The board eraser got very dirty.
You should try not to forget things next time.
I can make a list for tomorrow. I need pencils, paper, a ruler. What else?
Markers and glue. We have art class tomorrow.
You remember everything, Bobby.
I always write things down, so it's easy.
Maybe I can keep things in my backpack. I can put my pencil case and binder in there tonight.
You have a plan. Miss Franklin will be really happy.
I hope so.
Word power.
Remember. Remember. Please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad. Please remember to take out the trash tonight. It's starting to smell bad. Always. Always. Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch. White rice with a chicken leg. Jordan always eats the same thing for lunch. White rice with a chicken leg. Keep. 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 Kept. Kept. Please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later. Please take this piece of paper and keep it in your desk. You'll need it later. Plan. Plan. We need to make a plan for our big trip next month. We need to make a plan for our big trip next month.